G-31, Fiori Frontieri Global Headquarters, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Working busily and with a hopeful expression on his face, Timo Fiori focused intently on his task of gathering the highest quality images he could obtain from each of the potential transcript locations Alessandro had mentioned. For good measure, Timo also hunted out a considerable number more that he came up with on his own. Just a few workstations away, Alessandro and Licia had been working together with some degree of success in their attempts to ascertain the size or distance threshold at play when it came to identifying and interpreting transcripts. Unsurprisingly, they quickly learned that Licia's uplifted power of transcript perception was far greater than Alessandro's patch-based ability. When Alessandro slowly and steadily increased the size of the main aerial image of Dortlu Tepe, Licia could tell that a transcript was present long before the young Italian. For Alessandro, the transcript was never apparent in any sense until it sent his synapses firing and filled his mind with rich information. For Licia, however, there was an intermediary stage. Their main discovery on that point was that when the close-up image of Dortlu Tepe was shrunken on the screen, or equally so when a broader image was zoomed out to a certain point, Licia could recognize that a transcript was present without being able to actually interpret it. At a much smaller size, which Alessandro assumed would also equate to a far greater altitude in the event of a real-world flyover, the transcript became completely undetectable and thus effectively invisible to Licia. This knowledge that a transcript went through three altitude-based stages, from invisible to detectable to readable, could have significant implications for the efficiency of any ongoing search. A lack of clear satellite images of the Dortlu Tepe site made it far less easy to determine any viewing angle threshold, but even Licia was surprised by the distance-related distinction they had made. Alessandro was glad to have made any breakthrough at all, but the apparent proximity required for Licia to even spot a transcript was more than a little disappointing. Some quick calculations based on their early findings, and also based on the shaky assumption that all Earth-based transcripts would be the same size, suggested to Alessandro that it would take an impossibly impractical length of time for Licia to look at satellite images of Earth's entire surface at a level close enough for him to detect any transcripts that may have been there. This kind of rote analysis had never been the plan, but Alessandro couldn't deny that he had hoped Licia would be able to at least identify the presence of a transcript from tremendous altitude, so that he could have scanned much of Earth in no time flat in one of his species' remarkable craft. As it went, and very much along the line of thought Billy Kendrick had followed in Ankara many hours earlier, Alessandro didn't give up hope that perhaps looking at a transcript directly, rather than through the medium of a screen, even one as large and pin-sharp as those at Fiori Frontieri, would trip something in Licia's uplifted brain, no matter the altitude. He questioned the alien about how much of Earth he or Sacco had flown over, and the answer was precious little. This allowed hope to take root once more, that perhaps a high-altitude flight would make areas of the world look to Licia like a pin-covered map. When Timo returned, Alessandro shared his findings while Licia pored over the images Timo called up on the screen before them. Even close up, however, Licia saw nothing at any of their few dozen candidate sites. Timo hadn't seen anything while sourcing these images, and his hope that Licia's superior ability to read transcripts would come up trumps had sadly proven unfounded. "Where exactly is the gate at the edge of our atmosphere?" Alessandro asked, speaking with a degree of frustration after every single one of Timo's images came up short. "You know, the spot where you come in from New Kerguelen."
"It's at your north pole," Licia replied. "But we've flown low over that location, so if there was anything, we would have seen it."
Alessandro scratched his chin, with Timo equally frustrated and having no further use for the computer which controlled the colossal wall-like screen in front of them. The younger man then reached for its keyboard and mouse again to search for another new satellite image.
"He said North Pole," Timo commented as he saw Alessandro type the word south.
Alessandro chuckled.
"I know, and he said they've already flown low there, but I figure we might as well try this.
Think about it, he said as he worked. The architects were leaving these transcripts for themselves, right? Not for the messengers. They don't want the messengers to see it, so maybe the best place for that is the furthest possible distance away. Pardon the pun. The polar opposite location. Timo shook his head as a relatively high-altitude image of the South Pole filled the screen, groaning at his friend's pun. Alessandro was soon shaking his head too, however, at the pronounced disappointment of not feeling the remarkable sensation that came with seeing a transcript. The very first time a close-up image of Dortolu Tepe tripped the wire in Alessandro's mind, he had instinctively looked away just as quickly as Timo did in the same moment. The next time, however, he found the admittedly mentally taxing influx of information far less uncomfortable than Timo, Billy, or Dan had reported from their own experiences. While there was no denying that the deluge that came with a data-rich transcript provided stimulation like nothing his mind had ever experienced, for Alessandro, the sudden learning of so much knowledge and sudden gaining of so much wisdom made a transcript something to be enjoyed rather than merely endured. Undoubtedly, however, Alessandro Bonucci's own transcript viewing experience had been nothing like so enjoyable as the sight before his eyes now. The sight of Leisha's eyes widening in excitement as they unmistakably reacted to the presence of a transcript.
Transcript, Leisha said, removing any modicum of doubt.
At this, Alessandro and Timo both felt their eyes widen. Seemingly from nowhere and on nothing more than a hunch, they had found something. What exactly this something was would be answered in a matter of seconds and determine how their night, and quite possibly the very future of Earth's relationship with New Kerguelen, would proceed. But for now, in the initial post-discovery moment when uncertainty was exciting rather than intimidating, smiles filled their faces.